Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. So did you see this story? It's popping up everywhere where a guy lost a bunch of weight eating McDonald's.
Yeah, well, how's that possible?
Please tell me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I would love
it. You got Matt's attention.
Because I'm eating McDonald's a lot, but I'm not going down.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I should hit the dump button there, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Welcome to the montage.
Hey. I was happy to be back.
Yep. Yeah.
A man who ate nothing but McDonald's for 100 days and documented it on TikTok has lost almost 60 pounds.
Oh. Wow. Does it even happen if it's not on social media, though?
And when I see this stuff, I think this is the only reason he did it was to become famous. You don't say, I'm going to eat McDonald's and lose weight.
Right, right, right.
Here, let me record myself losing weight.
No one's like, I'm going to feel good about myself after eating McDonald's.
Ronaldston, the clown.
So,
yeah. Something's working.
Grimace was not.
Does not. That's a sign. Those milkshakes.
Yeah. None of us, I'm not sure what happened.
Not even milkshakes.
Mayor Big Mac and that big head of his.
The guy ate each of the McDonald's meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but he only ate half of each meal.
How do you do that?
That's not fun.
Yeah, how do you do that?
What's the fun in that?
Yeah, seriously.
This is stupid. So he starved on McDonald's.
Yes, right. And spent money for it. Yeah.
He's starving himself, and when he can't eat, it's a Big Mac.
They ain't cheap.
Huh.
He had 80 to 90 ounces of water daily.
He didn't lose weight on McDonald's. He lost weight with water.
He lost water weight. Exactly. Exactly. You flushed all out, you lying bastard. Yeah.
Well, that was part of his deal. So, like, if he ordered a meal, he never got the soda or juice. He only ever got water.
McDonald's Pepsi or Coke is the best drink. I've never not gone there and not had a McDonald's Coke. Like, they put something in it that's just, like, unavoidable.
So if
you're doing,
it's like better than a Coke or whatever.
Yeah,
what does McDonald's have? Coke, right?
Yeah, it's Coke.
I think Burger King was Pepsi.
I think I can't remember.
Yeah,
been a while.
All right, so Coke at McDonald's is better than Coke
100%.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, it goes glass Coke. It's glass Coke is number one, Mexican Coke, and then you have McDonald's Coke, and then I believe it's canned Coke after that, bottled Coke. And then Pancheros in Shelton, their Coke is number five.
We're not talking about flavors.
And then you got no, it's all original.
But you got the Cuban Coke, okay?
What are they doing in Shelton?
As the Pancheros, I don't know what it is. I think it's just more sugar. The more sugar in Coke, the better. You know how
but he's right about that. That's why those Mexican glass bottles are so coveted.
The cane sugar.
They use the real cane sugar.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Chaz is shaking his head like he has no idea.
You know No. I'm reliving my childhood.
Uh-huh.
When this is all we drank out of.
Yeah.
Were the glass Coke bottles.
Oh, yeah. You don't see them a lot now.
Oh, no.
I'm reliving the 80s right now. Talking about Coke.
That's the only thing from the 80s I have seen.
I don't drink soda anymore.
Yeah. Rare occasion.
I load up on calories in different ways now.
Okay.
But there was nothing better than in the summer, like in an August day when it's 90, to pull a bottled Coke out of ice cubes cooler and take a sip of that.
With the water dripping down.
Yes.
You have that moment where you're like, I'm in a commercial right now. I've seen this before, and I feel all of the feelings.
Right. Everything they showed me in a commercial
is happening
to me right now.
It exists right now in this moment.
Singing, it's the real thing.
Yes.
That's the way it should be.
I think vanilla Coke is better than original Coke.
Yeah, I'm an original Coke person.
I'm an original.
Yeah. OG. Yep.
Yeah, the vanilla.
OGC.
I only tried it once, though. I'm good.
Right.
I'd be willing to try it again. Are they still making it?
Yeah. Couldn't tell you.
I'm keeping them in business.
He knows a guy. He knows a guy.
I might solely be keeping them in business.
He's like, follow me in my trunk.
my trunk is a cooler. It's just ice.
Me behind the building. Flash your headlights three times. Have the money ready.
It's a vanilla Coke dealer.
A lot of people are like, ooh, cherry Coke is the, is if you're going to go off original, that would be the way to go. That no. cherry is disgusting.
Hey, man, how'd you get the vanilla Coke?
Yeah, follow me.
Right, you just cool. have to add water. Right, just add water.
Just be cool. I'll meet you in the bathroom. Just be cool.
Jeff on the road.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
morning.
I know why the McDonald's Coke is better.
Why is that?
It's because it's never, it's always cold from when it was originally made at the bottling plant.
Oh.
Every time it gets to make it. No, it's because McDonald's has a deal with Coca-Cola that they made early on when the restaurant started. And Kroc was like, listen, we'll sell you exclusively, but I want it to be fresh every time it comes out of our fountain. So when they deliver it, they deliver it. It's cold from the bottling plant all the way to the restaurant.
It's one of the earliest Coke deals ever.
That's so interesting. Phil, can you fact check that?
Nice.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, it never warms up. So
does that mean the truck is cold?
Keeps the quality
refrigerated.
Right. Yeah.
I learned it in school when I went to school. We had a franchising class, and my franchising professor said that it was a fact he shared with us. So fact check it, because who knows? Maybe it's not true, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, turn the radio off because your belief system might be destroyed.
If Phil grins all of a sudden, it means you're screwed.
I missed most of what he said, unfortunately, but there is an article that was written about this here that says that specifically for McDonald's, they have their Coca-Cola delivered differently than most other places.
Okay.
It comes not in plastic bags, but in stainless steel containers.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They don't sell them the syrup. They don't mix it. That was the other thing. They don't. It's actually Coca-Cola that arrives, not a syrup that they mix with the club soda.
Wow. Yeah, it's true.
You're right.
The combination thing.
And this is something you just did out of personal research. It wasn't something you looked up.
Oh, no,
You're like, no, this is where you go. You get the glass bottle or McDonald's.
And I'm not going there to lose weight. I don't know what this lose weight thing is.
You may want to get some help with your Coke addiction.
Wow, he's old school.
Andre and Derby.
But yeah, they chill both the syrup and the water, and the water is also important to the process here. It's the only other main ingredient to make the fountain Coca-Cola.
So they deliver it cold?
They deliver it cold.
Okay, that's what he just said.
They keep it cold separately, and then they make sure that the water is filtered.
Yeah, wow. McDonald's Coke is great. Yeah. But so my girlfriend found this on TikTok, and I found it to be true.
What's that?
So around Passover, because corn syrup is not kosher, they will make special bottles of Coke and Pepsi that are just sweetened with sugar. They have yellow caps on them. Good luck finding them. I wasn't able to find any Coke, but I found some Pepsi, and I hoarded a bunch, and the difference is night and day.
Matt wants to know how much you want for him. How much you want for him?
I got a savings account dedicated to this very thing.
Coke, man.
I've seen it before. I'm looking at a picture of it now.
Oh. Interesting. See, something fair about
yellow cap Coke.
Wow.
It is a thing.
I've heard things about that.
It's hard to find when they pop out, but it's only around Passover because, again, it's not considered kosher to have corn
syrup. Is there anyone who owns a store or something who can get a hold of Yellow Cap Coke for us?
I got a friend to get it for you, but it's
going to cost you.
He gets them on a boat in Miami.
Right. Man, do you want the Yellow Cap Coke? Okay. Okay. Say hello to the bad guy. I told you.
Pull over by the dumpster.
That sugar is fresh. He's cutting it with his hands on his desk.
Chichi,
with a credit card.
Chichi, I got to go see a guy named Hector.
Why does that guy look like Al Pacino?
Thank you, Andre.
Right. I see it.
I don't understand the. You don't go to McDonald's to eat healthy.
No.
It is what it is.
What's fun about eating at McDonald's is the quantity of food you're going to put in your body.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It's how much can I stuff in my car?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Nothing is healthy about it. You're in your car. They hand you food. You eat in the car.
You pay $5 for 5 large Cokes at McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah.
You can go to town in your car.
Right. My regular order back when I was a regular customer was 2 quarter pounders with cheese, a cheeseburger, large fries, and a shake.
Oh, my God. Would you butter yourself to get out of the car?
Shakes are great.
You got to have the shake.
Get out of the car. You're
I'm sure a lot of people don't know this, but you know you can order the milkshakes with Oreo? You get, because they make the Oreo McFlurries, you can order an Oreo shake from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll never do anything else. Every time I'm there, I'm like, I would like a Coke and a shake.
Can we get one now?
They got, what? You get a Coke and a shake every time you
no,
go?
No. Can you imagine?
Ooh, it's like, oh, my God.
Right, right.
It's like the old soda fountains. Wait, they yeah. Just pour soda on top of the ice cream.
They see him coming. They salivate.
Honestly, someone's done it. Someone's had to.
All the workers start sweating. They're like, oh, no.
Where are the extra people?
I'm like, I would like six Coca-Colas.
Did you see this thing they're doing with the hash brown flurry sandwich?
Yeah, it's a hack, yeah.
Explain this to me.
Okay, so what happens is it's a thing on TikTok. You take the hash browns from McDonald's, and you take the McFlurry, you know, the milkshake part, mm-hmm. and you put it, you spread it in between, you spread it onto one of the hash browns, put the other one like an ice cream sandwich made of McFlurries and hash browns, and supposedly it's the bomb.
You
like,
can't.
Like, folks going nuts over it.
That hash brown is not hard enough.
It's
not going to stay together.
Well, you don't eat it for like a week and a half. You eat it right away.
Oreo McFlurry is the one to use.
It's crispy. Yeah.
All right. So, wait. You use the hash brown as your bread.
As the bread, yeah.
And in the middle, like an ice cream sandwich. The McFlurry.
Exactly.
See, the fat part of me is like salivating at the idea of that, right, but right. I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of how that works. Are you spreading the McFlurry on the
onto the hash brown,
and then the hash brown doesn't fall apart?
No, and then you put the other hash brown on top of it, yeah.
Why wouldn't you just put the hash brown down and then put the ice cream on top of it?
Why just dip the hash brown
in with like a fork
thing.
Or whatever?
Or just dip it like a potato
dip
chip.
Dip
that,
it.
That, everybody's done that with the French fry. Screw. That's right. What this
the
is.
The hash brown's going to fall apart, guys. I don't think you
understand. We must find out how this works.
I love gadgets. I love breaking news. And yesterday all over social media and the internet, there was this breaking news that Apple just unveiled the $3,400 virtual reality headset. But man, I know you hear the price and you're like, whoa, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when you hear and see what it can do.
Game changer.
I really felt like this is what Apple's been missing since Steve Jobs died.
Okay.
Like, since he died, they've been like, all right, now we have three different color phones
just
and different size phones, and we have a better camera.
Right.
This is the technology, the groundbreaking thing that I think everybody's been waiting for. And with that, let's bring on Gadget Guy.
What the heck is that gadget on the show?
Steve Greenberg. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I have to say, this does have the look and feel of a game changer. They're using the same strategy as 2007 when they launched the iPhone, and it's that same idea of let's get the public interested in it, and then let's get app developers out there around the globe to start developing apps for it. So when it does launch, really launch, when you actually can buy it, it'll be, you know, there'll be a whole bunch of apps you can go for, and it'll be very functional. So this could be, as you said, a game changer. It's pretty exciting.
It was overwhelming. The stuff. It was almost too much stuff that
drink
it can
it.
Do.
Yeah.
So you put the goggles on and you could still see your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you could see your apps in front of you, and your apps are now 3D.
Typical Apple to wait around and see what other companies are doing and then perfect it years later.
Yeah.
You know?
I was really blown away.
And it's so not the metaverse, which was this like total immersion in a make-believe cartoon world where this is really you're in your world, but you see your screens, you can watch a big movie, you can, you know, wrap around your panoramic views, you can actually use it to take video and still pictures and do it in 3D.
Wow.
You can actually relive the experience the way you experienced it the first time with the goggles. And one of the cool features that I didn't think got as much attention, when you do FaceTime, you'll see the people through the goggles, but when they look at you, they'll see your regular face without the goggles reacting back to them because it's able to recreate your face in a very realistic, not avatar way, but in a you know, photographic way.
Oh, can they fix my face? can they make some improvements on my face? It'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it's a better version of all of our faces. So that goes out of course.
The presentation, the only problem with the presentation was there was mind-blowing thing after mind-blowing thing. Mm-hmm. So my mind was blown, and then like 30 seconds, I come back to the video, and I'm like, how much stuff that I miss, and then another mind blow moment.
Right.
You could put a 100-foot movie screen in front of you.
I saw that. That's amazing.
And that, so if you're on an airplane or wherever,
right,
you could watch a movie on a 100-foot screen, and you could dial out your surroundings, or you could include your surroundings. Yeah. So you could be watching it on the airplane,
right,
or you could just make the people in the airplane disappear.
Yeah, can you imagine just looking around like at a whole big screen when you're sitting in your plane seat next to two people? Like, what's this guy doing?
Please don't let the pilot wear these.
That's a good one.
That would suck.
It's actually, and also for gamers, of course, it's total immersion in the game. If you do want to do that kind of metaverse environment, you have that option too. I, like you said, I literally watched the presentation about 3 or 4 times because it was so much information. I had to, you know, watch it again and again to get it into my head. Wow. The price point, $3,500, is steep. But again, I think this is just what developers are going to have to pay at first. And then once they've got more apps on there, and of course, as they mass produce it, I'm pretty sure it'll come down to a more realistic price for the rest of us.
But if you could buy one thing and do all of these things that it's doing, like,
it's sort of a screen. You no longer need to have a computer screen. I also like if you have a Mac, it can take that Mac image and just like blow it up for you. It's just one thing after another. The other
you walk over to your Mac with these goggles on.
Yep.
And you turn your Mac on and you click on a file, and the file comes right up on your screen.
Wow, oh, Iron Man.
It just
right
melts with your Mac immediately. Wow. Zoom, it'll feel like you're in the room with people.
Yeah.
It just kept going on and on and on. The sound beams right into your ears.
Wow.
It senses objects in the room and tries to make you feel like the sound it was coming from those objects.
It seems like that's what's cool about this. It's really connecting. Like Apple found a way to connect this virtual thing to the actual space around us, whereas the metaverse was just like a whole new world that people expected you to just get into.
It was
into
a make-believe cartoon world.
Exactly. Yeah. But this is Apple like actually connecting people to like their surroundings and the virtual world at the same time.
And if I wait 3 years, I can buy one for like $59. Walgreens. Get one of those things over there. That's a gag gift, you know.
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
To maneuver through the apps and through all of these different things, all you have to do is blink your eyes, move your eyes to where you want to go on the screen, or move your fingers.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I don't know how it does it.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wow, this is pretty wild.
Would have made it more entertaining.
This is the first step of us going into the machine.
Right.
And the machine going into us.
Yeah.
We're the crotch grab. Watch what happens.
And I have an eye twitch. So imagine me like blinking just like involuntarily. And I'm like, no, go back. Don't go back.
Yeah, back. You have a spasm. You're screwed.
People with Tourette's will not be able to use this.
One sneeze, you have to reboot.
That's you are. Damn it.
Damn.
Son of a.
I really felt like yesterday was a moment in history.
Right.
It is. It's so groundbreaking.
And I'm saying Apple's strategy was so similar to how I remember it in 2007. The same, you know, here it is. A lot of people were, when the iPhone came out in 2007, it was like, oh, no keyboard. I don't, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this piece of glass just keeps turning into different things. I think it's that same thing. They want people to be excited about it. And then they want the app developers to see that there's real money here for them and to start, you know, working on their VOS, which is their vision operating system, that they have to build their apps to match. So once that's done, it's going to be a good game changer, maybe.
Right now, I'm thinking, like, of course I have to pay off my student loans first, but right after that.
<They'll always be there. laughs>
No one else does.
This is next. This is next on the list. I didn't think I'd have anything else on the list.
Wow. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's pretty amazing. The downside is, because I have to say that too, you know, it does feel very isolating. You are sort of like in your own little world. Even though they do have like
this is where we're going anyway. When you get in a room full of people,
we're going anyway,
half of them are just looking down at their phone.
I always felt that way all through life.
No, but you make a good point because now watching movies, like they're going to have to connect all these units.
Yeah.
Right.
So you could all watch the same movie together.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, it's another way we're just isolating ourselves from the group.
More like Devo.
And frankly, you know, I used to like people. I'm not so crazy about people anymore. So maybe this is better. You got to go on isolation.
He's on board.
Yeah, when I watched the presentation, I was like, oh, okay, this is why they've only had color changes and camera improvements for the last 10 years.
They're working on this.
They've had every smart person in that building building this out.
Right.
What should we do? I'll make another iPhone 15.
Right. You B-League guys just make different colors, sizes, and new cameras.
15 kinds of gray.
Make the camera nicer. Give it a different... We're busy. We're working... Make it a 17. Who cares?
We're doing important stuff.
They're just going to buy it anyway when the other one breaks.
Right.
Is this available now?
No. It won't be available till next year. Again, this is just to cut. I think just to get your appetite whetted for it. At the same time, get app developers.
I was like that Tesla pickup. I was excited about that Tesla pickup, but then now I thought I'd see them around. Like they still haven't rolled it out.
Yeah. I'm
what good. The Cybertruck?
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looked like a truck from Money for Nothing video.
Right.
Move on.
Like I said, the price tag I think is just what the initial, the first people who are going to be paying for it, the app developers and whatnot, is for them. Then once it's really in mass production, I'm sure the price will come down. It's interesting, in the video, they actually open it up and you look inside it and it has two chips that run it, and you see all that technology jammed into this really sleek look design of high-tech ski goggles. It was pretty impressive.
That's the thing. They had to invent different things to make this thing.
It's like
the NASA space program. They didn't just say, okay, we're going to build a rocket. We have to invent a bunch of different things to put together. They have so much technology in this headset. It's probably more than what NASA had in Houston when they launched the Apollo program.
Just in
that headset alone, it has to be lightweight and fit comfortably. And,
right.
Fit different heads.
Right, exactly.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, don't mess my hair. Yep.
I thought that Apple stock would go through the roof, and I checked it right after I saw the announcement, and it was really...
Now's your chance.
Nothing.
Jump in quick.
I think people saw the price and were like, yeah, this isn't going to move the needle. It will move the needle in the future.
Yeah.
They've seen the other companies try something similar, and I'm putting air quotes on similar, like Google and a whole bunch of other different kinds of, Google Glass and whatnot, and they all just completely crashed and burned. So the feeling is, is this really a game changer or just another, something that isn't going to engage people? The tech industry makes a lot of mistakes, 3D TV and whatnot, things that you think, oh, this sounds great, and then consumers just don't embrace it. So I think that has a lot of investors worried. However, this does seem dramatically different than anything else that's been launched by Google and whatnot. So, and again, Apple loves to, sit there and slap everybody's face with it. So we'll see how it goes. But it does look like a potential game changer.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Paul in New Haven.
Me and my buddies were doing a lemonade stand out front of the house. And my sister and about five or six of her friends were in the back sunbathing. And there's a group of older guys around their age in the neighborhood. So we said, let's tack on an extra $10 charge at the lemonade stand, and they could go in the back and get a peek. So at first I was very concerned because it's my sister back there. But eventually we were rolling in some dough. I mean, we were like 8 or 9 years old, and
money's
my sister
money.
And her friends were in high school.
It was worth it. For $10? Yeah, you can look at my sister.
Who are we talking to here? Is your name Larry Flint?
And the worst part about it is my grandmother tells everyone that story when I'm around. So
how much grandma pay? As long as you cut her in for it, she's good.
Right, exactly.
So good.
I'm sorry I did this, but here's $50.
Did you? Did you give her some of your earnings?
No, absolutely not. She was the favorite child. I think some of her friends kind of liked it because one of them started dating one of the guys that paid the extra $10.
That's so good.
See, you play Cupid at the same time. It's very nice of you.
You are the merchandise. You are an object today.
The people who paid the $10 to look, those are the people most likely to show up on those apps. Do I have a creepo in my neighborhood?
Exactly right. And three in Congress.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent call. Michelle and Hamden.
Back in the early 90s, I managed a video store, and it was VHS tapes. So if somebody brought a tape back and said it didn't work, we would credit them a movie, but somebody would have to watch it to make sure it didn't work because we didn't want to put it back on the shelf. So we had an adult section, and I wasn't going to watch those, so I hired somebody to watch the ones that were supposed to be skipped, and then broken, and he would tell me yes or no if it were broken or not, and he got minimum wage and a free membership to rent videos.
Hey, he took three cigarette breaks.
No, he brought the tapes home.
That's even worse.
We couldn't have that happen in the store.
I'm not touching that.
Well, if he really liked it, it was, quote, broken.
Right. Exactly. I threw it out.
Minimum wage.
All broken.
Minimum wage, maximum chub.
That's a great job, by the way.
I think that's his Twitter bio to this day.
Should be a t-shirt.
Right. Thank you, Michelle. The odd things you did for money. A lot of people posted on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Professional dungeon master.
That's interesting.
It's that in demand? You get paid for it?
I guess so.
That's all they wrote.
Right.
Nowadays, honestly, a lot of people are into Dungeons and Dragons. I would love to start and get into that.
I think it's a different kind of dungeon.
You're right. I was assuming what Matt was assuming. Yeah. I have no idea now.
No.
Now I'm questioning everything.
Yeah, no.
Drove a standard U-Haul truck to move people but didn't know how to drive standard. It was pretty funny and thankfully many years ago.
Right. That's so he great. Broke everything inside the U-Haul, obviously.
Yeah.
Sam said he got hired as the Easter Bunny at the mall.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's about as weird as it gets.
Plus, it's also gross because you know they don't wash that suit between people.
Even the way he said it, like he got hired, like someone told me, like, hey, have you ever thought about being an Easter Bunny?
Hey, how tall are you? How's your lap?
You know, when I was 12 years old, my uncle paid me $20 to scratch the bottom of his foot with a fork.
Nice.
Really? That was some, yeah.
Okay.
That was
Is that
fun.
Serious?
So you could
that ties everything together.
You can work the table.
That's like the
that's
perfect.
That's where I first got my food.
Right, so that's the dude work the tickle bar.
I think I'm qualified.
All that's
now.
Missing is the McFlurry he was right. eating at the
please,
time.
Please tell me you didn't use the fork afterwards.
Quite the rift in my family. My father was like, you can't do that to my son. Couldn't talk
Did
to my
really
uncle.
Happen?
Yeah, I couldn't talk to my uncle for like a half a year. It was great. No, but I love it. Uncle, honestly, I didn't mind it. Uncle my dad Itchy. Minded it.
Uncle Itchy Foot.
Wow.
This dad can't have a cheeseburger.
Well, and we are ending that right there. Sorry, callers.
Oh, wow.
John Heyman, attorney, walking in. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, put your headphones on, my brother.
What did I do wrong?
Let's get you in that seat as fast as we can. We got volume on over there?
Yes, we do.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear our voices?
It's not through here. I can't hear you through here.
There you go. How's that?
Now I can hear you.
Now you can hear? Yeah. All right. Yeah, grab a seat. Pull up a chair.
Melodious tone.
What's that now?
Our melodious tones.
Melodious tone.
Oh. Our dulcet tones are ringing through his ears right now as we speak.
How are you, man? I just saw you on television there. I don't know how you got from TV to here so
he
fast.
He jumped right out.
Well, you know, I will tell you, I've been working on a backpack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, your jetpack?
The Haley backpack. Yep.
My jetpack to get to the accident scene quicker.
Exactly,
know?
Right. Be able to service you right away.
Right. You know, we offer personalized service.
Right.
So.
He's the Rocketeer.
Right.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I noticed, a lot of motorcycle accidents already, and we're early in the season.
Yeah, a lot.
Very early in the
a
season.
Lot.
What the hell, people?
Seriously, look out.
Watch out for the motorcycles.
Got to keep an eye.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah. Good. You all right?
I'm okay.
You don't like that chair?
No, I'm just trying
we'll buy you a new one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
From the settlement.
I feel like we should have a law, legal, like one of those court chairs.
Yeah.
Like the judge sits in.
Right.
It's been a while since I've been on. How long? Quite a while.
Yeah, huh? Too long.
Yeah. So.
We were going to do a segment called Judge Heyman.
I'd love that. That would be fun. That would be fun.
You would be the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just sent some life.
Do you remember years ago I got sued by Judge Judy?
No. What happened?
Okay.
It'll come back to me.
Right.
I was on Channel 8. They called me down. My girls were very little. They were like 3 and 4 years old. And it was they asked me to do a promo for the Judge Judy show. And my little girls, it was the cutest thing in the world. They say, but Your Honor, all right, they're just talking a script, all right? We didn't see Judge Judy at the other end. Next thing I know, they put it together, they ran it, and it was the cutest little 30-second promo you've ever seen, all right? Stay tuned and watch Judge Judy every Tuesday, whatever. I get sued by Judge Judy.
Oops.
She sent
you a letter?
She brought a lawsuit against me.
It wasn't just a don't do that again. It was a lawsuit.
I was the first person she claims to have ever sued. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? This is Channel.
What the heck?
You're on. You're on the air.
Oh.
Right. What the heck?
This is.
By the way, you know what I love about you? We never know what's going to happen.
It's true.
Well, that's the truth.
When I hear you're on the schedule, I'm like, I can't wait to find out what happens.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my friend says, gee, you get a lot of incidences like Larry David, you know? I mean, I could go through a litany of
we will.
Issues.
Okay, so what happened with the Channel 8 thing?
Well, Judge Judy. Yeah, it was Channel 8, Judge Judy, and coincidentally, I'm the only one sued, all right?
Right.
Not Channel 8. Not anybody in between.
Just you.
Just me.
What happened in this commercial where she said you're stealing
my thing? She says I was using her name to promote myself.
Oh.
All right?
Oh.
And
so you're saying, so what, did you have a segment on Channel 8 at the time? Were you saying,
sure,
hey, watch me, and then after me, watch Judge Judy?
No.
No.
This was strictly promoting the Judge Judy show, all right?
Wow.
And again, the script was given to me by the people at Channel 8.
Yeah.
So they didn't get sued. and nobody along the line got sued other than me. And I'm thinking, what on earth did I do wrong? You know, what? What did I do wrong?
I read a piece of paper they put in front of me.
And as it turns out, my insurance covered it. And cool. I had an insurance company. Lots of insurance companies have the right to settle a case without your permission, all right?
Right. So they just say, this is the math. We're getting it done.
Yeah.
It's easier this way. Okay, we want it off the
And desk. That's what they ended up doing, much because I would have loved
you to. You wanted to fight it.
I would have loved to fight that one. I mean, I would love to put her on
the How much was the suit for?
I don't know. It was
a lot of money.
A lot of money, all right? And she claims to have given it all to charity. And to this day, I'll never figure out why on earth I got sued and nobody else got sued.
It'd be nice to know, yeah.
But I will tell you, business was better than ever during that period of time. It hit all the news. It was in the news.
Free advertising.
So we're hearing it was on TMZ?
Yeah, it was on TMZ. Yeah.
Did you find it, Phil, or were you looking? Wow.
Yeah, but it was quite memorable. And
well, that's got to be weird.
It was kind of...
Like, why is she... What?
She
why
had
me?
This high-priced New York law firm suing me, you know, and to this day, I don't understand the motivation, you know? All she had to do was say...
Don't ever do that again.
Right.
Withdraw that promotion.
Yeah, give it a chance.
And I would have withdrawn it.
Yeah, withdraw it.
You don't care.
It wasn't me. It was Channel 8. They should have done it, you know? But to this day, I can't figure out why Channel 8 didn't get sued, you know?
Yeah.
They handed me the script. They said I had permission. By the way, the people at Channel 8 are my dear friends.
Oh,
I think the world
of
them.
We love them, too.
Yeah. They're just trying to promote a thing.
And
the people who ran it then are not the same people who are running it now. But the guys who are running it now are the greatest guys in the world. Yeah. And I mean that sincerely.
I love Rich, the whole crew. We have Ken Pearson yesterday.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All right, so
we're on the same page.
Wonderful guys. Yeah.
No, I've heard nothing but bad things about Judge Judy. We had one encounter with her where it was just nasty. And then I mentioned it to a couple people off the air, and they said, oh, yeah.
I think she's just an inherently nasty person. And sometimes I've watched the show, and I say to myself, there is no legal rhyme or reason to her judgments.
Right.
And so I know she's a lawyer, but boy, she doesn't, her decisions are not lawyer-like.
Yeah.
And anything and everything she does is appealable, certainly. So, but, and
you
not,
know how those,
not in small claims.
I hate to, you know, I heard, I'm not going to say from experience.
Yeah.
But I heard those court shows.
Uh-huh.
When you are approached to come on.
Yeah.
They already have made a judgment.
Oh.
And it doesn't come out of your pocket. The show pays the judgment. And you agree to go on and be heard. Because remember, we had a situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where someone was going to sue us.
Yep.
And it got picked up by one of these court shows. And I said, this is how it works. They're going to get paid. Doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
You come on.
Just got to show up.
And we talked about it on the air. Then they said, okay, we're
all right.
Done.
Well,
we're
I had the same
here.
Exact. Yep. I had the same exact thing happen. I was pursuing a claim against somebody who didn't fulfill his obligations, and it was in small claims court, and it got picked up, and they wanted me to be on one of these shows. I said, no, I'm not going to expose myself to that. You know,
American Gladiator. You know.
And by the way, the person who was suing us was our producer.
Yep.
What was it?
Keep your friends.
Shot collar trivia?
You know what they say. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right?
It was kind of a bit, and I think the show sniffed it out.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a radio bit.
Yep.
What did you find, Phil?
So I found the TMZ article. It was almost exactly 9 years ago, 2014. I just wanted to read this first paragraph because, you know, it's TMZ. The personal injury lawyer who just got his ass sued by Judge Judy insists Judy's got her robe in a bunch for no reason. So there's that. And then here's the video, I guess, that was at the crux of this lawsuit.
Judge Judy is the star on MyTV9.
No, 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 no. I'm the MyTV9 star.
No, Judge Judy is.
Be sure to catch Judge Judy weeknights at 7 and 7:30 on MyTV9.
What's wrong with that?
What?
That's what I'm talking
about. Wrong.
That's what
that.
I'm talking
You're paying
about.
Her a compliment.
Right.
You're not even in it. Are you on camera?
Well, there was the second one, and I was on camera. I say, you know,
basically saying,
time to do your homework, girls, or go whatever. You know,
hey,
I mean,
don't talk back
you
to
can
me.
Tell
you
by
live
your...
with your parents. You talk back to them. Don't talk back to me.
Girls, what did Mom and I say about this? First, finish up your homework. Then we'll watch Judge Judy weeknights at 7 and 7:30 on MyTV9.
Wow!
Imagine that. Can you imagine? And to this day,
You're telling them
understand.
To watch her, and she sued you.
Right. And what on earth was her motivation? You got me.
The evil demon seed.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Wow.
So life has changed a lot. You know what? You know, the cost of living has gone up. I met with the lawyers last week. I said, listen, the cost of everything has gone up. Last year, I gave a raise across the board to every employee in the office, you know, to meet the higher cost of living. And I said, now we've got to demand 20% more and expect 20% more on each and every case. And
Whoa. And
rightfully so. I mean, it should be across the board.
Right.
So that's the position we've taken. And as a result.
So what was once a $50,000 case.
Is now maybe a $70,000 case.
Wow.
And think about it. Right. The cost of living.
Right.
And everything it has appreciated.
That's great.
Got a result.
We don't want to have anyone get injured.
But no. But listen, you know what happens.
You're gonna pay the bills,
right?
You got to pay all the bills and more.
A lot of bills. Yeah.
But also, what I found interesting, and we've been trying a number of cases lately. Jurors in Connecticut, interestingly, have increased the value of cases as well. So we had one case that they offered us $300,000. And we rejected it, and the jury came in at $7.2 million.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Of course, they took it on appeal.
Appeal.
Of course, they took
it. But it's going to be more than 300.
And you have interest running, by the way. You know, so that's the beauty of it. You know,
right.
You have interest. So you got a hammer over their head.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a law firm that just settles cases. The insurance industry knows that, all right? But if you try cases,
right.
They know that as well, you know? So I had an interesting situation that happened just a short while ago. A client who was riding a motorcycle got charged with speeding. Now, ever so many motorcyclists get charged with speeding.
Does anyone do the speed limit to begin with? No.
Right, well, what I'm going to put that aside.
No one does.
Nobody seems to do the speed limit. No. But I will say this to you. The perception of somebody on two wheels is always greater and accelerated because it's two wheels and it's louder than a motor vehicle. So he's charged with speeding. I sat down with him. He's a middle-aged guy. He's been riding a motorcycle for many years. He's not a 21-year-old kid, you know. And so this is a responsible gentleman.
Yeah.
I said, "Where's your bike?" And he said, "Well, it was at the towing facility." So I brought in an inspector, an engineer, and I said, "Come on, let's go look at the bike." And I said to him, "Check what gear the motorcycle's in." All right. The motorcycle was in second gear, all right? You can't go more than 20 miles an hour in second gear, all right? That destroyed their theory completely, all right?
Wow.
So it certainly pays to understand and appreciate how a motorcycle operates and functions, you know? So the fact that most of us ride in the office is really to the benefit of the motorcycle community.
Right.
Not that that's the only thing we do, because that $7.2 million verdict was not a motorcycle accident.
AJ wants to know what he can do to get injured and get 7 months. He's going to go
Any
do
tips?
It right now.
Any tips?
And by the way, it's always tax-free.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's not income.
That's not income.
Wow.
It's considered for pain and suffering.
This changed everything.
AJ's going to throw himself out in front of a bus. Tell us about this ride.
This is one of my favorite rides of the year, if not the favorite ride of the year. It's called A Reason to Ride. It takes place in Plainfield, and it's the 25th anniversary, 25th annual Flag Day Run. All right, so this is particularly important to me, and if I had better eyesight, I could give you the exact location, but. I'm going to ask for your assistance here. It said, begins and ends at Plainfield VFW 5446 7 Windsor Avenue. And it starts, registration starts at 9:30.
Right, to 11:30.
And to 11:30.
Right.
But let me tell you about the event because it really excites me. As you may or may not know, the Heyman Law Firm supports charities virtually every weekend of the year. All right, but particularly in the warmer weather, we go to motorcycle events, and there's not a weekend in the year that we're not at 3, 4, 5, 6 events each and every weekend. And I attend as many as possible. So I'm working not 5 days a week, but oftentimes 7 days a week when it's warmer out. This particular event is for veterans, all right? And we have a priority, at least philosophically, I have a priority to support A, veterans, and B, first responders. And then the
I'm
other
I'm with you, brother.
Okay, so the other charities, they're equally as important, but on a list of priorities, they come first. This Reason to Ride is for wounded veterans in financial need. And they've raised well over $50,000 each and every run. There's at least 1,000 bikes at this Plainfield event. And I urge everybody to show up. Whether you're a motorcyclist or not, attend, all right? Show your support. This is the fascinating part. The money that's raised, then we go to the veterans' home in the fall of the year, and it's called Stand Down. And there the veterans come out, and we give them clothing, we give them toiletries, and other useful materials that they need. Desperately, as a reason, and the money comes from this particular event. So to see the smile
really
on their
something.
Face and the gratitude and the appreciation for something that should be assumed and given to them without the need for charity,
yeah.
Frankly, it's disturbing to me. But I really support this event. The people who run this event are wonderful, wonderful people. I think the world of them. And I urge everybody to show up this Sunday at the Reason to Ride. It's the 25th annual Flag Day Run. And it takes place, again, in Plainfield at 7 Windsor Avenue. Registrations from 9:30 to 11:30. And I'll be there. The Heyman girls will be there.
You're the man.
And we get an opportunity to actually even get on stage and talk. And Joe Courtney always shows up. And I think the world of Joe, he's done a heck of a job on behalf of his district. And I think everybody should be quite proud of employment that has taken place as a result of his being in office. And I'm not, promoting him in particular, but he's a good man.
Yeah. So we're going to link up on the radio station website if you're interested in that. A Reason to Ride, Connecticut's 25th annual Flag Day run happening Sunday. And even if you're not riding, go and attend. Thank you, John Hammond.
Please.
Appreciate you.
Thank
you.
Always my pleasure.
Thank
and
you.
I always enjoy your company immensely.
Come back soon.
I will.
All right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.